Duncan Robinson. Should we re-sign him or should we let him go? Knowing Pat Riley's history of trying to improve his players, he might let him go. Episode 32. I'm your host E, aka Ethan, and I'm back with another brand new episode. This episode, we're gonna talk about the Miami Heat of their downfall of a sweep. Yes, my TikTok followers and anywhere else that you follow me, or you're just new and wondering, you're a Heat fan? Yes, I'm a Heat fan, and I did a video where I swept my floor, and we got swept, which I was saddened with. But we're gonna discuss about the Heat. We'll definitely discuss about the Heat. Downfall, we're going to talk about free agent, Duncan Robinson, free agent, who should we get at point guard, the cap space. But first, as always, I appreciate everyone that, before I really start, I appreciate everyone that has viewed me for the past year and a half now. It's been a great ride, and I love doing this so much. If you can get support me, I'm going to start a Patreon page, kind of support me, get behind scenes type of look. If you guys want to support me there, it would be great, and definitely will have that up once this video is up on YouTube, as the day will come. But until then, let's start out with the Heat. So let's go back to before the series. Before the series, I was talking about the Heat. It's like the way they need to do with our rebound, they need better rebounds and turnovers. What happened in that series? A lot of miscommunication, turnovers, and getting out rebounded by Brook Lopez, and somehow Forbes, out of all people, was killing us with the three pointers. Because you go back in game one, that was actually the best part of the series. For the Heat and the Bucks. That was like the only good game that was really like back and forth. Nobody was letting up. And then of course it went to overtime with the Jimmy Butler one, which I was so happy. I was jumping up and down. People didn't believe I was jumping up and down. That was like the only time you ever see me jump up and down during that series. Because we were actually winning that, and we were winning that. Kind of was, but like OT, we got to OT and I was like, okay, great. And then Chris Middleton just shuts me off, and just with the game winner, just making me flashback to the Toronto days when we still had Dwayne Wade, we still had Hassan Whiteside, that squad of 2016, man. I'm so sad that we didn't get far from there, you know, but that's not the point. The point was, that was a good game. We ended, they shot us out, and I was like, okay, we have a chance, maybe. I know we just lost game one. We should have got in the bag with that, but let's get you game two. Game two, my goodness, what happened? It was already lights out after the first quarter. I wouldn't be surprised if any Heat fans are watching this right now. They would have shut their TVs off after the first quarter. I had to suffer the pain, you know. I was on live on TikTok and I was kind of just talking, just like, this is unbelievable. It was like. And what was worse was that not even our starting five had top scores. It was Dwayne Denman, 19 points. That was, oh my gosh. I thought we were going to come back. Okay, it was going to be back and forth type of game. No, it was a blowout before the game was even to the second quarter. And I'm like, oh my goodness. We kept going threes. They were breaking records, going 14 threes or 15 threes. I was like, what? Come on, man. Like, I was just here suffering. I was here like, man, if we were just shooting like how we were near the end of the regular season, how Tyler, the Dragon was shooting against Boston Celtics, man, we could have at least kept this competition better than what I saw there. It was like, this is not the team I saw near the end of the season where we're like amping up. Okay, we're getting to the series. We can go to game seven. This, not at all. And then game three, same situation. It was already out of the ballpark, and we didn't have no luck. Game four, on the other hand, though, we were in the lead. We kind of was in there. In the first half, we were there. And in the second half, you just gave up like it was game two and game three, which it was really disappointing for me. I really thought maybe we could have taken a game, because then we didn't want to hear the Heat bubble guppies is what I'm hearing. I swear to God. I'm going to get bombarded with that until we win like another first round from that, because it's not great. I expected a lot much better from Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler more in the series, but I understand you gotta give the kudos to the Bucks preventing that ever happening. Bam was only shooting midpoint shooters, which it was crazy. It's crazy enough that he's normally, you know, Bam, he attacks the paint more, but I think he was a little bit afraid of Brook Lopez a little bit. But, you know, I think he was getting better in the mid shots, but he wasn't clicking. And then the threes, as I mentioned before, I mean, Kendrick Nunn was saving us a little bit there. And then you had other players coming off the bench that was actually saving us at the point we were actually clapping for it, or they're actually making threes, because we were stone cold for threes. At one point, we were just only scoring like 3 out of 17, and just in the first half. And I was like, damn, man, that's not gonna roll with this series. And we deserve that sweep. It's a learning lesson. 4-0, which is not, this is not the greatest time to be a Heat right now. I thought maybe this would have been a great series, maybe go to Game 7, but instead we're looking at going to Cancun in this one, man, because that's not looking great. It's not looking great. I know now is finally off season. Since going into the off season now, from that misery of that series was, we're going to the off season. There's gonna be a couple of noticeable free agencies that are gonna be out there, especially since we do need a point guard in our position. So let's start out with the cap right now. The cap right now, we have $27 million in cap for the Heat as of right now. But Pat Riley's gonna make some moves. Let me tell you, Pat Riley's gonna make some moves. I know it's gonna be noticeable free agents like Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, Mike Conley will be a nice one. But right now he is injured with a hamstring. Hopefully he'll be all right for the Utah Jazz the next series, whoever they play against, Clippers or Mavericks. And then you got Kyle Lowry, who could still be with the Toronto still, but may go free agent. So we'll see on those. But knowing Pat Riley's history from a sweep, it usually goes 1 out of 2 ways. There's 3 ways that happens. One, it could be very successful. He brings good players in there and then starts booming. Goes from like first round sweep to Eastern Conference Finals. Or it could be the other way. After the 2006 season, he destroys the team, got a first round sweep, and then goes horribly wrong. And that was actually how I remember my first Heat game, actually, was in that losing streak. But could happen anyways. But I think Pat Riley knows the ideas, what he can bring out, especially if you know Pat Riley for about 26 years with the Heat. You know he's going to get some type of big splash in free agency. So I can see him getting Kawhi Leonard. It will be a nice add for us. Nice add for us, especially so you have Jimmy Butler. We have a Bam and a Bobby. So I don't think Kawhi Leonard is the number one guy. I think he's good as the number two guy or number three guy, you know, on a team's roster, which I know the series is not over yet for the Clippers. I understand that it's 3-2 right now. It might be 3-3 by the time this video comes up, so we'll see. But I think Kawhi Leonard will be a nice add for us. I'm also looking at Mike Conley as well. I think, especially since we do need point guard, because right now the point guard position as we are playing right now is Kendrick Nunn and the Dragon right now, aka Goran Dragic, if you didn't know who the Dragon was. Which Goran Dragic is coming up to age, he's 36, gonna be 37 soon. And then you still Kendrick, and he's still young, but I think we can improve there. Maybe inspire Kendrick Nunn. And I know people are probably saying, well, wasn't Kendrick Nunn like a candidate for rookie of the year? Yes, but I think we can get much better at the point guard position as a starter. He's great coming off the bench, but not as a starter for the Heat. And then you also got to look at Duncan Robinson as a free agent. He's going to expect to see $20 million per year. So, for example, Brooklyn Nets, Joe Harris, he's getting paid 4 years, $75 million. So he's kind of looking around that range of ballpark area for Duncan Robinson. Should we re-sign him or should we let him go? Knowing Pat Riley's history of trying to improve his players, he might let him go. I feel like he's going to let him go. We might test the market out there. I think knowing Pat Riley's history, it's just, I don't know. Even though Duncan Robinson has been phenomenal, he was the fastest player to get the 500 threes, which would be a nice, if we can still keep Duncan Robinson, that'd be great. But knowing Pat Riley's history, I feel like he's going to let him walk the free agency. And then you still got Dwayne Dedman, who's in free agency, who's pretty much a key player. I think he will be a great re-sign, depending on how, like a low contract. I don't think it should be too much high for Dwayne Dedman. If we can get him in the right ballpark, I think that'd be great. I would love to see Duncan come back, but I feel, knowing Pat Riley, I think they're gonna let him go and test the market out there and see if we can match that offer. Is, let's say, for example, Boston, because I know Boston's really interested in Robinson right now. So I think we'll see how, if we can agree with that contract, or we let him walk, go to Boston or some other team. You never know. But I know Duncan is trying to get his money. He's 27. He's improved. Although I wasn't he was good in game one in the series, but after that he was dry. But at the same time, you gotta think about he's looking to secure his money. He wants to help his family, his friends, and everything. And he wants to be secure so he's financially good for his career and for his life there. So you gotta think about that too. But I would love to see Duncan come back to Miami. I think that would be great. I think just moving forward, again, need a point guard for the offseason. I think we just need some players, especially some like Achiuwa, for example, is definitely gonna be in the G League over the summer, playing there as well. So that's gonna be great. Kizzy Akpala is another player who's gonna be there, gonna be in the summer league. So that's a good thing. That's a thing that hasn't been played. There's a summer league, because the last time the summer league has played was in 2019. Last year wasn't because of the pandemic, but this year would be great, especially just to build up Achiuwa, the draftee that we drafted last year out of Memphis. So that would be a great thing to think about for this offseason. But that's how I will conclude this episode. Thank you guys for listening to Eat on the Mic episode 32. I'm your host E, and stick around because episode 33 will be coming. And hello, my neighbor. Till then, see you then.